Lost.
I know what you're asking yourself, and the answer is yes. I have a nickname for my penis.
Smoke.
I make fart noises with my mouth.
Lost and Smoke.
You know, when you just don't think it can get any better...
I don't know.
It goes to another level.
I don't know what I'm doing today.
It's different than you normally don't know what you're doing every day. Today it's got a little kick to it.
Smoker, we could have talked about many things like the Eagles' victory on Monday night.
Yeah, we could have
the World Series.
We could have
the whole tenderloin I bought for $3.99 a pound.
$3.99 a pound.
Absolutely.
Pork tenderloin?
No. Beef tenderloin.
Beef tenderloin.
The good stuff.
Ooh.
But no, we're not talking about that today, are we?
We are not discussing beef.
Well, no. Maybe.
No, we're discussing cheesecake.
Oh, boy.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am the Reverend Smokin' Steve. He is Los, and we are about to get ourselves into a whole hell of a lot of trouble today. I don't know if you've been privy to what Los wrote on his blog earlier this week or have heard the story. Some of you have. Some of you might not know. But let's just say that... I think that there's a chance that we may never be able to top this.
What am I doing?
We may never be able to top this particular podcast, but because sometimes the podcast gods give you a gift. And that's the only way that I can think about it. I mean, I don't know what you thought about last week's podcast.
I loved it.
He loved it. Some people loved it. Not everyone did.
Well, because I guess people had expectations after the first one that we were going to keep doing stories.
Yes, that was going to be what we were going to do every week. And one in particular, my lovely fiance, disliked it. And she told me about it. She said, I was waiting for the story.
You're
and
still engaged.
I am, yes.
Yeah, boy. Why?
What was that all about?
I'm just saying, she's going to agree with everything you do and love everything
you do.
Well,
no. I want the feedback. But, you know, she called it, you know, she thought some of the songs were cheesy. She didn't laugh as much, you know. But, you know, if be careful what you ask for. You just might get it. Well, because we have a story for you this week. It's amazing.
Yeah, it's a story of something that happened in the past and reared its ugly head or cheeks, if you will, last week, towards the end of last week.
Well, let's just put it all out there. The topic of our podcast today is what happened to Los over this past weekend when a piece of his past was unveiled. Was brought out into the open, was found.
I guess we're not going to talk about the deck staining that I did.
No, we're not going to talk about staining the lattice at all.
I think that's fun. Let's talk about that instead. What do you say?
Just remember something. This was your idea.
Actually, it was not my idea.
It was your wife's idea.
It was my wife's idea.
Who will be with us later, ladies and gentlemen. We are going to have our first guest on the podcast this week.
It is a night of firsts.
It is a night of many firsts. But the bottom line of the story is, if you have not read Los's blog... his wife, Sue, came upon some pictures while they were spring cleaning this past weekend. Some pictures that were buried away for how many years? 10, 11, maybe even 12 or 13 years.
I kind of forgot. I knew I took those pictures, mm-hmm. but I just kind of thought they would get lost with other things. Like, I lose socks all the time, so I figured the pictures were gone.
These pictures are naked pictures.
Oh, your mother. I'm sorry, that's Electric Six's song. No, nothing like that.
No, that would have been another story and a far bigger horror. But this was naked pictures of Los's ex-fiance.
Ooh, yeah, I was engaged one other time.
Yes, and needless to say, he was no longer engaged after a while and wound up finding someone new. But these pictures have been sitting around for years, just buried away.
Yeah, they were buried away with college letters and other pictures of when I was a kid and things like that. I never even realized that they were there anymore. Mm-hmm. Just kind of thought they just disappeared.
Now, realize this, though. These pictures originated, a couple of them in college, or they were all in college at the time?
The ones I took, yes.
The ones that he took. Yes, he took a couple of these himself. She took one, apparently. There's one three
her,
total?
One of her friends took one.
Okay, or she, but she took one without you, so to speak.
Yeah, that was like senior week or something like that.
Okay, so these are three total pictures that have survived two different moves. Like they've gone from place to place, from the college dorm to your home where you lived for many years, and then they moved here to your new home. Somehow these pictures made the trip.
Yeah, they just follow me around like a, like a lost puppy or something like that.
That's you buried them away a long time ago, having no idea what you were going to do with them, and just forgot about them.
Yeah, just kind of forgot about
just
them.
Kind of forgot about them.
You know, you sometimes you'll find an old T-shirt, and you'll be like, "Wow, I remember this T-shirt from like 10 years ago."
Mm-hmm. You've never come across them in the ever since that this relationship ended. You just haven't come across them. You've not looked at them since.
I have definitely not looked at them since I've been with Sue.
Okay. Oh, okay. Now this is an interesting part of the story here. And if you don't mind, I'm going to be like a combination of Oprah Winfrey and Howard Stern here. You're going to see my interview skills come out.
This is your first interview on a podcast. This is great.
On a podcast, it is. I've done this before.
Yes, you've interviewed Vince Papale in the past.
Yeah, I was very proud of that. I interviewed...
But he didn't have any naked pictures or anything to talk about.
Thank God. He was not a pretty man. But so this is interesting. Okay, so... I don't want to go into the details of the relationship, and we're certainly not going to give out her name for
obvious reasons.
For logistical purpose, let's just call her, I don't know, Lucy.
Yes. Another one of my Lucys.
It's not the original Lucy, but it is a different Lucy, yet a Lucy nonetheless.
Sure, and there's a lot of those Lucy stories as well.
Now, we won't go into why the relationship ended. Just take it for granted that it ended. Okay, what year, the year that this ended exactly, refresh my memory.
1997.
Yeah. She was out of your life.
Yes.
Okay, and you met Sue?
2001.
About 4 years in here.
Yeah, about almost 4 years. Yeah.
Okay,
it was January 2001.
Now,
on a blind date, which is another topic for another time.
Yes, oh, certainly. But this particular topic, don't change the subject on me here, pal.
So let's talk about that first date we had. How about that?
Next time. Anyway, so this is what I find very intriguing. Now, this relationship, I would not say, I don't think it ended violently, or I don't know if you consider it ended bad, but this was a broken engagement.
Yeah, yeah. Well, the engagement broke off years before.
Okay, but you tried.
Finally ended it.
And you tried. I remember you tried to get back with her a couple
Correct.
Of times, but the engagement actually broke off when?
1994.
So then she became for 3 years kind of an off and on.
Yeah, off and on. More probably more off than on.
Right. But the last time you saw her was 1997.
That's correct.
And would you consider the whole thing was...
I feel like I'm like in a police report here.
Oh,
like,
well, you're getting grilled here. This was part of the deal.
Like a fine steak.
So anyway, no. What I'm trying to get at here is that when it was finally over in 1997, would you consider it a painful ending? Was there pain involved here?
Well, a little bit. It was more of a relief for both of us, I think. We just kind of were sticking together, and we both knew it wasn't working out.
But at some point, there was a painful ending to the engagement. That has to be...
Yeah, that one was... kind of rough.
Okay, so but this is my point here. Between 1997 and 2001, you did look back at these pictures every now and then?
I may have stumbled upon them.
Stumbled upon them and looked at them.
Come across them.
Oh, wait a minute.
That was your term, by the way. You said that earlier. I was like holding my tongue. I came across them.
Well... Anyway,
yes.
Trying to be serious here.
Yes, our podcast. You're trying to be serious.
Yeah, what am I doing? So, but what I'm trying to get at is you're voluntarily viewing these pictures and looking at them, but don't they remind you of something not so good?
You're not a guy, are you?
No, wait a minute. But here's the thing. You know, why not just go online and look at a hot babe porn?
Why do you
need to look at an ex?
I did that too. I did all that
stuff. Well, sure, but you know.
No, I. You know what? One, I can give you one time that the picture did come out. Maybe I should even do this because this is a topic for another conversation.
Uh-huh.
One of my former roommates who lives in Baltimore had a party, and he asked me to to bring the pictures down.
Oh, boy.
So he could see them. And, of course, me being the gentleman that I am, I obliged.
Wow.
So midway through the party, somehow the pictures were all of a sudden on the wall.
On the wall?
During the party.
Jeez.
Yeah. They had a wall of pictures, like all kinds of different pictures. And all of a sudden, my one friend said, hey, why don't you come over here and look at these pictures? And I said, I already looked at them. No, no, you need to look at those again. And I'm looking. I go through a couple rows. I'm like, yeah, yeah, yeah. And all of a sudden, I see, bam, roast beef. Not good. Not a good thing. The meat curtains were up on the wall.
The meat curtains were up. Wow.
Yeah. It's not like I took them out all the time. It was like for special occasions like Christmas and Easter.
But did you ever take them out while you were alone in your room?
No.
Okay.
No.
That's what I'm trying to get at here. But did you know where they were?
Well,
but
yeah,
you obviously knew where they were because you pulled them out.
I did know where they were at the time, yeah.
Okay. So my question is, if you knew where they were, there's pain involved with this relationship, why not destroy them?
I don't
That's
know.
That's what I'm trying to figure out.
That's a great question, Steve. I tried to put a sparkler out with my fingers once. Well, why? I have no idea why. I don't know.
You just never got around to
it. It was like one of those things like we didn't have a shredder at home, and I didn't feel like throwing them out in the trash. And
you couldn't rip them up into 10 pieces?
Sure,
I mean, that's not hard.
Sure. I didn't have you as like an advisor or anything like that.
I was in Boston at the time.
And you didn't even know about these pictures.
No, I didn't. I was away for years, so I really, you know, was
so you
out
were like
of
kind
touch.
Of miffed by that, probably. How come I
never saw him? I mean, yeah. I knew her. I knew her.
You met her on a couple occasions.
You know, I never really got close to her, really. I never really knew her that well, but I knew who she was. And
you were off in college or...
Yeah, I was either in college or off doing my thing, you know?
Reporting a tire fire.
Yeah, that's what I did. But anyway, okay, so now we're getting to the point that these pictures have sat around, occasionally brought out.
Yeah.
Then you meet Sue.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much forgot about those pictures.
Well, yeah, I forgot. I just thought that I'd left them behind and they would just...
That they would just turn to dust?
Something. I don't know what I was thinking. I wasn't thinking, or else the pictures would have been gone a long time ago.
But is this Mission Impossible? These pictures will self-destruct in 4 years? I mean...
I don't know. I was hoping they'd just disappear. I've lost a lot of things in my life. I was hoping that those were like parts of them.
You were just hoping that you would lose them.
Yes. I would just hope that I would forget about them and they'd never be around again. And, well...
And you moved into this house... it was about, 2003?
Yeah, July 2003.
2003.
Right. Yeah.
So somehow these pictures got packed.
Yes.
And moved in a box.
Yeah, in a bag, right?
In a bag or a box of some sort.
Binder.
Okay, well now...
Binder.
Okay. I think it's time to bring in the special guest because she's sitting back here with her arms folded. She's just been kind of looking back and forth here. And
yes, ladies and gentlemen, the love of my life.
At least she's smiling. At least she's smiling. Oh. That's a good thing. Now Sue, come on
in
here.
In order to be with me, you need to have a good sense of humor.
You better.
And she certainly has more than a good sense of humor.
Sue, do me a favor and say hi to the people out there. Introduce yourself.
Hello, people. I am Sue.
She is the one.
That's right.
She is the one that's putting up with Los.
Oh, man.
And now I'm going to start interviewing her. I'm going to start bringing you into it. She has the pictures in her hand, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, let me see those.
Los is not allowed to look at these again. However, part of my deal was I had to view these pictures in order to describe them for the benefit of the listening audience.
Right.
Totally for their benefit.
It's certainly
here.
Not for any perverted reasons whatsoever.
No, not at all.
Not in the least.
Look, I'm the only one in your life that hasn't seen these pictures. Now I feel left out.
Okay? No, that's not true. My parents haven't seen them either.
Oh, are you sure?
No, I'm not. It's possible, I guess.
They were in your house.
Yeah, exactly. That's true.
Your mom did a lot of cleaning.
Your mom was a cleaning fool for a while, wasn't she?
She's still a fool.
No.
I'm sorry. She still cleans.
So, Sue, welcome to the Los and Smoke podcast for the first time.
Thank you.
Now,
thank
do me a favor. Put the pictures, like, face down on the counter.
Okay.
We will reveal those later.
Okay.
I want you to be nice and comfortable. Put them down.
I have them in order.
Put them down.
Oh, they're in order.
I have them in a certain order.
What do you have, like,
yeah,
a power...
From cleanest to dirtiest.
Do you have a PowerPoint... What, do you have a PowerPoint presentation here?
No, I didn't
now,
spend that
Now, first
much
of all,
time.
I will say...
I will donate my pointer for this.
That's what she said.
Hey.
But I thought there were only three pictures. I'm looking down and I'm seeing five. This is a bonus.
Well, yeah. Now that I think about it, there were some pictures with like bra and panties and stuff like
that. Okay. Okay.
But they'll get shredded too.
Okay.
Can we keep
those? The shredder is nearby.
This is my artistic creativity that you're going to shred away.
Now, this is what's interesting. You're begging for a couple of them back. Why?
No, I'm just
You're
kidding.
Just joking.
I'm
it's just part bad. Of the deal. Okay. So, Sue, now let me bring you in here now.
Don't ruin the bit, Steve.
Anyway. So now, describe what happened in your words that day. You're cleaning.
So I'm cleaning. Mm-hmm. We have a big box of pictures in the office. You can't walk around. It's a mess. So I decided to put the big box of pictures in the closet. So I was trying to clean up the closet. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I lift this one bag out. It's a bowling ball.
It's a bowling bag?
It's a bowling bag with a ball in it.
The ball was in it. Okay.
It was pretty heavy.
And the ball was in the bag.
Yes. Nice.
And there was
thank you
few
for the clarification.
Below it.
Okay, so the binders were below the bag.
Going through the binders, mm-hmm. I see a couple pictures, so I'm like, I'll put them into the box. I see this one. Aw.
It's my friend Diverse and me.
It's Los and Diverse playing hockey when they were five.
Okay.
Then I go to the next one. Ho! And to my surprise, there they are.
To the tour jubilation.
There was a picture of a vagina.
And oh, wow. A close-up, mind you. Was that
it's close-up.
Okay.
And a butt.
I take great pictures, Steve. I mean, it's obvious now. If you guys want me for weddings or bar mitzvahs or birthday parties.
We come as a team. I DJ, he takes pictures.
I do. And, but you will have to be prepared to take your clothes off.
Yes, of course. And then we'll take your picture.
So I can get the meat curtain shot that I'm
the
looking for.
The meat curtain. Love he that loves that. Love he it. Loves that term a little too much.
Roast beef. Sorry.
Oh, by the way, you will notice that we are not doing laundry tonight because this topic is that serious.
By the way, I have a joke.
Okay, go ahead.
What's a vagina?
What's a vagina?
A box of dick comes in.
I knew that was coming because I know that joke, but I fell hook, line, and sinker. Anyway, right. you're getting off topic again.
Yes.
How dare you?
I'm doing my best.
That's it. Are you uncomfortable?
No. Just yes. No.
I'm fine. I was the uncomfortable one when
okay.
I found it.
All right. That's what I'm going to get to right now. Your reaction at first. Really, what was your reaction?
I was like, oh, my God. I feel like I'm snooping.
Oh, what? Okay. This is an interesting thing. You turned it back on yourself.
The good wife that I am. The cool,
oh, boy.
The cool person that I am. Wow. I felt bad because I felt like I was snooping.
Well, you were snooping.
I was cleaning.
Finding my nudie pictures.
I was putting pictures away. I was cleaning.
Closet's off limits.
We started a new life together.
Thank God you didn't find any of the corpses in there.
Well, I found a few skeletons, but I think it's got some hair on it.
Yeah. Hey, oh, you know that.
Unclothed skeletons.
Wow. This has gone a route I didn't expect. I didn't know what to expect, but it's okay. Your first reaction is, oh no, I'm snooping.
Yes, yes.
Anger didn't come in at all.
I was angry.
At him?
Yeah, I was a little mad.
Absolutely.
Okay, why?
And then I was like, because he still had him around.
Okay.
But, and then I wasn't angry because in his big mess of the office, there's no way he's going to find it anyway.
See, messy is good sometimes.
I you know, tell that to my fiance. I'll tell her that. Messy is good.
Do you have pictures that you don't want her to see?
No.
Okay. Well, then you can't. Then you don't need to be messy.
I've never been that fortunate to take a picture like that.
Oh, you know? Boy, it was fortunate.
I bet it was.
And if you do, if you're a pack rat, you'll never find him again.
I am a pack rat. That's been my thing for years.
Documented over and over
very
again.
Well. And there's a ton of pictures buried everywhere, but nothing like this at all. I never was that fortunate.
Well, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. Look how fortunate I am now that it's on a podcast. I am a fortunate person to have taken those pictures years ago. Thank you.
But you volunteered.
Yeah, well, anything for the podcast.
Now, this was... What night was this? This was
It was a Wednesday
today.
Night.
It was a Wednesday night. Yeah. Okay, because I remember you get so this was before we did the podcast, the last podcast on Thursday.
Yes.
Yes.
And so this was already brewing for a day.
Yes. Well, I wouldn't say it was brewing.
Well, but a day had elapsed.
Yes.
Okay. And then I get a call, funny enough, on Saturday night while I'm out DJing a party.
After a few cocktails.
Yes. And it's Sue on the phone.
Well, listen, we were talking out on the deck, mm-hmm. on my back deck, just about how funny that was that she found those pictures.
Okay.
And Sue had just happened to bring up, she said, you know what, we should do this on the podcast. Shred the pictures, talk about them. And I said, okay, I'll be right back. And I went right inside and got the cell phone to call you up.
Okay.
And I was dialing the phone, and Sue said, no, let me talk to him.
Uh-huh.
Yes, because I had some rules.
You had some rules.
Well, about the, I was going to only show you, well, you wanted to see them.
Oh, yeah.
And then the shred.
for journalistic integrity, of course.
And then
the rule was but the big rule was the shredder, that these pictures would no longer, you're going to hear history, ladies and gentlemen. These pictures will be shredded tonight here, live in the microphone.
Should we post them on the blog site first?
No.
No, they will be shredded.
All right, I'm just kidding.
But that's why I'm here, because I'm going to paint the mental picture for everyone to describe what is in these pictures. But first, let me just, you know, a couple more things here. Really, what struck you to say, gee, let's do this on a podcast? What are you thinking at this? Now, I know that you were inebriated because, believe me, you sounded it on the message. You're like, I got an idea for the podcast.
Hey, Steve!
But anyway, you know, you're at home, you're having fun, you're not hurting anyone, you're just having a few cocktails.
We were cleaning the house the entire day.
Cleaning the house and getting liquored up. Nothing wrong with that. But, you know, so really, what is your purpose here? What are you trying to gain?
Well, I like the fact that they're going to be shredded.
But you could have done that Thursday.
That's true.
What are you trying to gain with the podcast here?
A
laugh.
Just a laugh.
Okay. Well, there's nothing wrong with that.
She's got a great sense of humor, man.
I mean, I've known Sue for a while, probably one of the most even-tempered women ever. The fact that she didn't throw anything at your head.
I did mention that Saturday, and I said, you know what, hon? You're lucky.
Oh, and actually on my blog site, a couple people said the same thing, that
a lot of people,
they probably would have acted a little differently.
Yeah, I say, you're lucky. I'm like, I kind of felt like I was snooping, but...
You were snooping.
I was not snooping.
In fact, let's change her name, her on-air name from now
Snoopy.
On is Snoopy.
That's right, good. Lucy, Snoopy, it's perfect.
That's right. I'm just going to date all the peanut characters.
I will be Snoopy now.
As long as you don't go for Peppermint Patty, I mean, that's just sick.
Yeah.
I mean, Marcy had that little hot librarian thing going for her, but not Peppermint Patty.
And now we're off the topic again. Thank you. Let's keep talking Peanuts characters.
Shall we go to the unveiling?
Hey, it's up to you. Whatever you want to do.
Can we do them in the order that I chose?
Okay, now you chose an order for a reason here.
Yes.
Okay.
Because we're going to know.
We're going to explain it now, and Los will not be viewing these.
No, he will not.
No. He is not looking at them.
I'm going to do it by memory.
I am.
I'm going to do it by memory.
But I will be describing, can I see picture number one?
Picture number one.
Please.
Not so bad.
Okay.
Bra and underwear.
Okay. Yeah, not so bad. Hotel room.
Yes.
Yeah, definitely
okay.
A hotel room.
She's sitting on... There's two double beds in the hotel room. Do you remember what hotel?
It was in Chambersburg.
Chambersburg. Why you were there?
We were having a hotel party for some reason. I don't even know why, but we were there and everyone else left and we had the room to ourselves.
Okay, so she looks like she's sitting with her back. She's on the edge of the bed with her back to you. Her shirt is off and hanging around her neck, like she's just taking it off now.
Actually, you're going the wrong way with it.
Okay, she's putting it on.
Yes.
Okay. Interesting. And you can see the back of her bra and the top of her panties. Not much viewing there. All you see is her back and her hair. Now, this picture looks to me...
Tastefully done, by the way.
Tastefully done, very tastefully done, but it looks to me like you snuck up on her.
That's what it looks like to me.
Okay, this is a sneaky picture to me.
I'm going
to
take a picture of you in your bra.
Yes. Okay, what's going through your mind? What's your artistic motive here?
Hey, let's take a picture of a girl with the bra and panties on. That was it.
Let me take this.
Here's a camera on the table.
Uh-huh.
Look what she's doing. Let me take a picture of that so everyone else can enjoy it. That was it.
So you had a diabolical plan here.
I was a sophomore in college. I was just a perv.
How much had you drank?
It was the next morning.
So this was in hangover time, so to speak.
Yeah.
Okay.
Pretty much.
So this is next
before,
morning.
Before class.
Now, what was her reaction to this picture?
I don't remember.
You don't remember?
I
You don't remember. She didn't get. You don't remember if she got mad, going, "Carl, don't do this."
She may have done that. Maybe in that exact voice, she did that. Something like that, like a cat in a blender. The second joke I've used. Right. Second time I've used that joke.
You like the cat in a blender thing? Well, huh?
Yeah, I do.
Don't know. With the meat curtains, cat in a blender and meat curtains. So we've got at least two things out of you that you like. Okay, so this there's not really much here. We've got that. So. Number two.
Oh, now, I see it now. Oh.
I forgot. I flashed him, but that wasn't really a good
one.
That's
the bummer. That's the boring one.
Okay, right, that was the boring one. Second one.
Big boobs, big legs.
Big boobs, and okay. Still not fully nude.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think I took that picture.
It almost looks like bathing
This
suit.
May be the, okay. Not. This may be the one that her friend took.
One of the ones her friend took.
Okay.
Yes.
What we have here, she's standing, and she's doing the whole I take a picture of you, you take a picture of me back. She's got a camera up to her eye and taking a picture back. So original.
Yeah. You never see that.
No, you never see that ever. Bra and panties shot, white bra and panties. You know, no shoes on whatsoever.
Hey, I have a napkin here if you start drooling there, Steve.
Can see noticeable tan lines on the boobies. I did notice that. She does enjoy the sun very much.
You really do pick apart a picture, don't you?
Oh, gosh, yes. This is because I have
We're
to paint.
We're not spending that much time on the nude.
We have to.
Who says? I'm the interviewer here.
Come on. I'm the shredder.
Come on, Snoopy.
Okay, she's in a room with two windows, blue curtains, an air conditioner, and the edge of a bed. Her bedroom?
I think that was senior week.
Senior week.
I think.
Do you remember a senior week of college?
High school.
She's like 18 here.
Maybe. Yeah. I think she's 18. Barely legal.
Okay, good. High so school. we're not advocating child porn here
I
at all.
You meant
not yet.
Okay.
I didn't take that picture.
Oh, she just gave it to you.
Yes.
But you were dating her at the time.
No.
Oh, this was before.
Yeah, she gave those pictures to me.
Wow. Okay, so these were just pictures she had taken in her... How old was she when you were dating... You guys were exactly the same age?
She may have been 18 or 19. So
okay, so they were recent pictures of her. She said, here's a picture I took a senior week of me in my bra and panties. And
here's one of those pictures.
One of those pictures, okay. So that is picture number two. She's being all cute and drunk in senior week. Do you remember where she... Did she go to Wildwood, that kind of thing?
I don't remember.
Okay.
The less I knew about senior week, the better, I think.
And I have to think that the goodies are coming up.
I think you're going to see one right now.
Sue is wincing for some reason. Like she doesn't know.
She doesn't know which one. She's like playing poker or asshole.
Nude shot. You're looking.
Wow.
I am not looking. I've seen those pictures before.
It's true.
Okay.
That was also senior week, I think.
Give me a second.
My God, Steve's blushing. Here, why don't I just like do a little interlude here while Steve finishes up?
Okay, here's the description. She's obviously in a shower.
Yes.
Nothing on.
Bent over, you can't really see anything.
Bent? Oh yeah, not really see anything. You can definitely see her tan lines, and you know, because that would state that she's been at the beach for senior week. Let's just say that
my wife is loving this.
One boob is part. She's reacting like, "Hey, don't take that picture of me!" And there's water splashing everywhere. One boob is obscured by her hand, but the other one is out there hanging down low. You can see the top half of her nipple.
Hanging down low.
So to speak. It's
wow. An 18-year-old with droopy boobs. Thanks, Steve.
But the way she's positioned make them go down.
Maybe the term hanging down was not such a wise term.
She's carrying her right a little low. That may hurt her in the later rounds. As far as the promised land, you can't really get a good view of that.
I think you see some hair there.
Very slight bit. You can see the tan line. You can see the point where it ends, but it's like it's in shadows, so to speak. So not a whole lot there. Not a whole lot of nudity there.
Okay.
But it's there.
It's there.
And she has this look on her face like, oh, my God, you're taking my picture. Like, sorry.
Wow.
You didn't know my voice could get that high, did
you? Oh, I did.
But she's got this big, wide, open-mouth smile on her face and surprise.
Yeah, it's a surprise and almost happy she's getting the picture taken.
Perhaps. Well, she was so happy she gave him to you.
Correct.
Now, these are not the pictures. The first one you took... But these last two
were not for me.
But these last two you took.
Correct.
Okay. On the same day of the hotel?
No.
No.
Judging by the size of the photos...
Yes.
The one in the shower was definitely a friend, I think.
Okay. Give me number four here.
Now, number four...
he just can't get number four quick enough, can he?
The butt shot.
The butt shot.
Yeah.
Oh! Wow.
Oh, my goodness. My wife is just like... She thinks I can see stop through things looking. Now. I can't see anything. Right. Will you stop it?
For some reason, Sue will not let him look at these one last time. That is interesting. Why?
Because. I know. Sue's got by far the better body. I mean, I don't understand why she...
Now, I'm not lying here. I will agree with that.
Okay.
Thank you.
Now, Lucy here is a good-looking woman.
No doubt.
She's a very good-looking woman. But Sue is
more...
Sue is definitely built for speed. Let's just say. And
that's basically what happens in our bedroom. Speed. We can time an egg.
While we
defrost like chicken and stuff while we go upstairs.
No.
Let's just
broil a steak.
We can broil a steak. Now I was talking about defrosting a chicken in the microwave, not letting
that
it defrost naturally.
Should I just leave you two alone here?
All right, so go back.
Okay. Go on.
But your ex-fiancé was built a little more for comfort, let's just say.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's just the way it was.
Yeah, big, well, not big, but...
No. But
legs,
there's women who are built for comfort, and there's women who are built for speed. You know what I mean.
Yeah.
She's also 18 in those pictures.
This picture is, I think the term would be up the skirt. all you see is her butt and the top half of her legs from behind, like she's laying on the bed and hiking up the shirt or skirt.
I think
and
she
posing.
I think she was sleeping, and I lifted up the blanket.
Wait, okay.
Oh, wait, hold on.
Okay. Revelation.
So you sneaked that shot.
That first one, yes. The second one, not. But
wait, we're talking about the butt shot.
Oh, it wasn't pose, it was her trying to stop me from taking a picture.
The butt shot?
No, the first one, that butt shot, she was, I think she was asleep.
So she did not volunteer for this?
No. Of course not.
Thank God we're not using real names.
Wow. See, I thought that she...
No, there was no posing.
Was there any posing on the last shot?
No.
She didn't volunteer for that one either?
No.
No,
oh, my God, you didn't mention that.
Oh, stop.
That was her senior week picture.
No.
No, the very last picture.
No, really. I thought this was a thing where she posed, you took the picture. Snuck these in.
Yes. I was a college student, damn it.
Did you know this, Sue?
I'm going to have to look through all the other closets to make sure there's nothing to me.
No, see, in college, let me explain to you. The dorm, my bed.
Was this in the dorm?
Yes.
Okay.
My bed... For some reason, I had my camera hanging off my bed just because it was there because I used the camera a lot. Not on other women.
Right.
But okay. I just use it. So the one morning, I just decided to get up and she was naked in the bed and I just, hey, let's take some pictures.
Okay. Knowing that she did not volunteer.
Yes.
Did you show them to her afterward?
Yes.
Okay. And she said, oh, wow, that's cool. You got a picture of my ass.
Something like that.
Okay.
Okay, we'll go with that one. Yes, exactly what she said.
Did she approve?
Well, she didn't get rid of them.
Did she? But no, that's
she had
not
the opportunity to actually rip them up.
That's not okay. But was she when she first knew that she did this? Did she approve or disapprove?
Did she probably
get mad?
Not awfully mad. It was like a playful mad.
She went like gave you the.
I can't believe you did that. Oh.
Okay.
Maybe a better laugh than that.
But it wasn't a storm.
Thank you.
But it wasn't
You're shaking my fake laugh? Thank you.
Yes.
But it wasn't a storm out of the room, we're done moment.
No, nothing like
okay.
that. No.
But, you know, this was against her will.
Yes. Well, yeah. It was.
Now, okay, so, but, and by the way, you can't really see the...
Sue wants...
You can't really see the promised land too well. You get kind of the back edge of it, but not very well. That's,
Yeah. Yeah.
You can see them on College Humor.
Yeah.
not these
pictures. These pictures.
But pictures like this.
These pictures have never been distributed.
Bad.
Right.
Ever. Ever.
Ever. And they won't be.
No.
All right. Now, Steve, the next one, you're not getting to hold in your hands very long. It's a little graphic.
It's a little graphic, but I have to have enough time to describe it.
Let him do it.
All right.
Just hand it over.
This would be the money shot.
The money shot.
Yeah.
Hey-o!
I think Steve got embarrassed. He put it down really fast.
Oh, yeah. That's money.
That is money.
See, you can't even look at it.
That's money. Yeah, that's straight out of Hustler right there.
Now, you should have saw the look on my face when I saw that one.
That, okay.
That's the one that was like, oh my God.
Bruh, the little one in the shower, so bad.
Now, let me say this. This looks like she volunteered for it.
It totally
does. Lifted her leg up and took the picture.
Because it almost looks like she's falling off the bed.
I don't know. I can't see it.
But how could she have been asleep?
She wasn't asleep for that one.
She was awake.
She was awake for that one.
Okay, so she knew you were doing it.
Yes.
But she was not volunteering
for
it.
She was kind of fighting it off, yeah.
You were playing at each. Yeah, it looks like, because your arm is on top. Her face is obscured. She's got a Penn State shirt on, which is obscuring the breasts. But let's just say the bottom half fully exposed.
Yes.
Hold on, I got to describe. The legs are wide open.
Spread eagle.
Spread eagle. Yeah. Zoom in on the promised land, so to speak.
Yes.
All there. Tuft of hair. Mildly groomed, but not totally. Somewhat unkempt.
It was your typical early 90s style.
Like a brownish shell.
Yeah.
Curtains match the carpet.
Sure. Whatever.
Looks very excited in my estimation.
Oh, boy.
Like something was lubed there.
Okay. All
right. That's all I'm going to say.
Who wants those
something
right
was lubed.
Something
greasy was being used.
Definitely does look like that. I didn't notice that until tonight.
Thank you. Well, when I do things, I do them correctly.
Well, it's only the second time I've seen them.
Okay. Isn't that wonderful? Steve, what are your reactions to this?
Can I have a minute or two? I need a shower.
No, not at my house. You're not sitting on my couch. You're not doing anything. You're not out of our view at all tonight.
What time is lost on again? About 15 minutes. Wow.
Yeah, how is that? We're here. We're here for a purpose, for a reason.
We're here for a purpose to make these things go away.
The shredder, yeah.
I would like to have the honors to do it.
Well, oh, you will. You will have the final
part with them.
You will have. They're out of my hands. That's they're back true. In your
Steve
hands.
Steve actually has to sit for a while.
I have done my That's journalistic true. Duty.
Sleeve, to,
and, sleeve. And remember, people, I did this for you.
Steve has raised a flagpole.
I did not. It's down. Believe me.
Yep.
It's fine.
I'm not touching it.
You're not.
You look at me like, here, have a look. Have a feel.
And if we keep this up, someone else may never touch it again just because she won't let
Well, she's never touching yours.
I might be in trouble for this. Just for looking at this and commenting on it.
Should we have music for this or just let her go?
Maybe we should. I don't know. What would be... Naked pictures of your mother. Yes, I think we're.
Perfect.
I think we are using the Electric Six naked pictures.
I believe she's somebody's mother now.
Oh my God! When was the last time you actually talked to this?
Well,
woman?
We know where the baby came out of.
Wow. I don't know what to say at this point. Right. No stork there.
I'm done.
No stork.
I am so done.
That's right.
When was the last time you talked to her?
It was probably shortly after we broke up the last time.
Okay. So you don't know if she has internet access.
I think she does have internet access.
You think she follows you online?
No, I don't.
She doesn't have your email address or anything. She might not even know this exists.
Who cares?
But we assure her that these pictures will no longer exist.
Ever. This is finally done.
The shredding music
hold
is
on.
On.
Yeah, hold on. All right.
This is Naked.
Sue is walking over to the shredder.
Naked Pictures of Your Mother by Electric Six, this Beautiful. Is called. And hold on. Let's bring the shredder over because we need sound effect. Everybody wants to burn in hell, but everybody's got a soul. All right. To this is about a two-minute song here, so... Picture number one. Turn on the shredder. I can't.
Well,
go ahead.
Oh, and there's one.
That interferes. I'm getting buzzing.
I did too.
Wow. Number one is gone. All right.
Well, let's get rid of the worst.
Let's just do it. Just do it all in one shot, baby.
Oh.
They're gone.
Oh, no.
Number four.
All my hard work is gone. Gone.
His
gone.
Art. Now, wait. Now, bring the shredder back. I just want to look at the remnants.
Yeah, you looked at the remnants long enough, Steve. Long enough.
Los. You can look at them now.
Hey, it's not any different than looking at Playboy.
They are in pieces, ladies
Playboy
and gentlemen.
Playboy TV back in the day?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Tried to watch that even though we didn't have Playboy. You know, if you tune the knob just right, the...
That's what she said. Sue. Is that a big relief?
That's it.
How do you feel, Sue?
Big weight.
Big weight is gone for you?
Yes.
Okay. Carl?
Well, I just have to start another picture career, huh?
Who knows? I might have been sleeping and
yet that's... Oh, boy. That hurt. That's just plain ridiculous. I did not take pictures of you naked.
But did you take pictures of him naked?
No.
No, good. Thank God, because I don't want to be around for the shredding of those.
Yeah. I don't think you'd even
then
need
you can
to.
Explain all of them.
Right. Anything for the podcast, so... Later tonight, we'll go upstairs and
take
some pictures.
But we've got a video camera now, too.
Yes, and digital camera. So,
I don't.
But like I said,
that's mine.
I admire you because if something like this had happened to me, like a piece of my past that really, let's be honest, this is not bad.
What?
A bad thing that these pictures existed. This is like on a scale of 1 to 10, it's about maybe a 2.
Maybe.
A 1.5.
Oh, yeah, I didn't care. It's not.
Yeah, that's not the bad part of it. But it's still, you know, if something this embarrassing had come out and there had been an issue, I would not want to discuss it on something like
well,
this. I'm different.
You get lemons, you make lemonade.
True.
And we made a lot of lemonade tonight.
You spiked that lemonade.
We squeezed and squeezed and squeezed. I can't believe I just said squeeze 3 times.
Yeah, and very loudly.
Yeah, well, you know.
I'm stunned. This is memorable. Like I said,
hopefully we won't have a second take on this because you know what?
We might have
the pictures are gone.
We might have to take a break from this for a couple of weeks and just kind of let this hang out there for everyone and just let it be because we saw real. This is raw stuff here. I mean, things were revealed that weren't revealed before.
That's right.
That's true.
It's like the new episode of Lost tonight.
It's coming up in about 10 minutes from the time that we air this. And this thing has gone on to about 42 minutes. It is our longest podcast ever. And I think it should have been because I think that this warranted a long story.
Absolutely. And you know what? We were talking about having guests, but we're going to do that
way down the line.
It just so happened that something interesting
interesting popped up.
That's what she said.
She came up with something interesting.
But we were planning on this later. I think we were going to do another Lucy story about what your first kiss was.
Oh, that's
this
a great one, yeah.
But I think we're definitely pushing that back to next time whenever we get back to this. But I think we're done. I think this is it. I think that history has been made.
I don't think we can really talk about anything else right now. That would be it.
Hey, the NHL starts. How about that?
See, that was another thing we could have talked about instead of this.
We would have, we would have had 2 listeners if we'd have started that. But
me and you.
That would have been it.
Well, thanks for having me on your podcast.
Sue, very well done.
Who is probably one of the greatest sports I have ever met.
Did you have fun?
I did have fun.
Nice.
And my new name is Snoopy.
Snoopy.
Yes, but I don't think I'm going to find anything else. I think I've found the be-all and all.
Yeah, you might find some pictures of diverse in me, not naked.
Thank you. I might find a picture of him with a fish.
Okay.
But if you ever...
A different kind of fish.
I promise you, if there are any other pictures being found, we will discuss them here.
We'll be the first to report it. Oh, boy.
We're done. I am the Reverend Smokin' Steve. He is Los.
Eat beef.
Or in this case, fish tacos. Take you out with some Electric Six here. Thanks for putting up with us this long. I don't know how we're going to top this, but we're going to try.
Sleep well. Sleep well.
Peace. Danger, danger.